Diaspora is a big problem in the third world. What happens in the third world is there is a real lack of opportunity for young people to get a quality education, not only at the primary level, but and then up into the university ranks. A lot of these third world countries in Africa, Asia, Latin America just don't have the collegiate opportunities for all ages. And so what happens sometimes, more so with different corporations that are providing scholarships to third world individuals, is that they have opportunities in the West. They may go to Europe for school. They may go to the United States for school. They are bright. They develop human capital in those universities, in those schools, and they have a skill that's really, really valuable. Now, what in the best case scenario, these individuals then go back to their home country. A young person from Mali who has no opportunity in Mali to get a college education ends up at Stanford and gets his college education or her college education. Well, in an ideal situation, they then go back to Mali and they add to the human capital of Mali and improve the standard of life for all Malians. But for whatever reason, oftentimes these individuals stay in the first world. They'll stay in the West. They will raise a family in the West. They will be hired by corporations or firms or universities in the West. And the loss of their potential back in the third world is diaspora. The idea that you lose all of that brain power that had such potential to help lift the economic and social status of so many back in the home country.